With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Richard Condon says he waited and waited for the big-time news media to analyze the Reagan administration critically. When that didn't happen, Condon decided to do it himself in a satirical novel, Emperor of America.
Everybody has joined up behind Reagan, whom the New York Times said created the greatest prosperity in modern times, but nobody adds the prosperity was only for 2% of the people.
Condon says Reagan practiced the modern parallel of the divine right of kings.
And the divine right of kings means the king cannot make a mistake, because if he seems to have made a mistake, it's because someone gave him bad advice.
In Emperor of America, the arch enemy of the U.S. is Nicaragua, which has swollen its population in order to go around the world attacking other countries. Condon says he used Nicaragua because of the Reagan administration's apparent fixation on that little nation.
I'm baffled. You have a country of 230 million prosperous people, and they're terrorized by 3 million Central American Indians?
In Condon's novel, a ruthless industrialist destroys Washington, D.C. with a nuclear bomb and moves the capital to Dallas. An army colonel who wears a Homburg hat even into battle becomes a national hero and eventually the nation's CEO. The book is funny but is a little unrelenting. But Condon, who is well into his 70s, doesn't apologize for being strident.
A good dose of the irate sets you up in the morning.
Richard Condon, author of the Pritzker's Honor Books and The Manchurian Candidate, his black comedy, Emperor of America, was published by Simon & Schuster. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his Pritzker's Honor Books, Richard Condon satirized Italian gangsters. He lampooned the Cold War in The Manchurian Candidate. And in his most recent novel, Emperor of America, he satirizes the Reagan administration. Richard Condon is not afraid of making his readers angry.
Well, that's what I do. You know, like this, I make a living.
In Emperor of America, a popular army colonel triumphs over Nicaragua to become dictator of the U.S., whose capital has been moved to Dallas after Washington, D.C. is destroyed by a nuclear bomb.
And actually, I did it because I know where about four streets are in Dallas.
And you used them all in
the
book.
Yeah, I used them all in the book.
Condon lives in Dallas, which is much busier than Ireland, where he used to live.
They had a 10-month postal strike in Ireland while I was there. And no one really knew what was going on.
Richard Condon moved to Ireland and other European countries to write after a long stint as a publicity man for Walt Disney in the late 30s and early 40s.
To be a film publicist, you have to believe it. To believe it, you have to be in your 20s. And here I found myself at 42, unable to believe it, with three duodenal ulcers.
But his first book, The Oldest Confession, written more than 30 years ago, made writing full-time possible.
And they sold the paperback rights, and they sold the film rights, and the Book of the Month Club took it, so I never had to look back.
Richard Condon's 23rd novel is a black comedy, Emperor of America, published by Simon & Schuster. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Richard Condon's latest novel, Emperor of America, is a wild, nonstop satire of the U.S., its politics, and its people. And it especially takes to task the legacy of the Reagan administration. But Richard Condon is a folksy man who stutters and who describes himself as a professional gourmet. In fact, he wrote a Mexican cookbook while living in Ireland, which wasn't easy.
Friends in Mexico would see, most of the chilies are dried, and they would mail them to us, and then we got stuff in London.
Richard Condon was among the first to use a word processor.
I think I was the second one. John Hershey was the first one, but I was the first one to own my own one.
The names of many of Condon's friends and neighbors appear in his books.
We worked up a cast of about 93 book actors, people who had always intended to star in stage, screen, or radio, but they had to make a living, and they finally consented to appear in my books.
Cast against type, however, so that a banker in real life might appear as a gypsy in a Condon novel. Richard Condon has some reluctant advice for would-be writers.
Yes, I do. No matter how you feel, no matter what they say, you just keep writing over and over and over again, because it might take 3 or 4 years, but you'll develop a motor habit. And that's how you learn to do it.
The third in Richard Condon's series of Pritzker books, Pritzker's Glory, is now out in paper. And Simon & Schuster published his latest hardcover, Emperor of America. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.